More than 600 bodies are buried in a scenic hillside just a few blocks east of the downtown Fayetteville Square. The bodies are what remains of Confederate soldiers from at least four states that fought in several area battles, including the battles of Pea Ridge and Prairie Grove. After those battles, Northwest Arkansas residents buried the Confederate soldiers in their backyards and on hillsides and sometimes in mass graves. In 1867, the federal government purchased the first 5 acres that would become the National Cemetery in Fayetteville, where the remains of Union soldiers were to be interred. No Confederate soldiers were to be buried at the cemetery. Widows of the Confederate dead organized in 1872 and established the Southern Memorial Association to create a cemetery honoring the Southern soldiers. 1 year later, the group of ladies dedicated the Confederate cemetery on Rock Street. Today, the Southern Memorial Association still maintains the grounds of the Confederate cemetery. I spoke with Donna Schweder, the group's president, about the cemetery's layout.
Well, it's very geometric. The monument is in the very middle. And if you look at the monument, you can see where it says Arkansas. It will face the Arkansas section. There are 4 sections, in like a geometric pattern. And then on each facade, it will tell the name of the state, like Louisiana. The Louisiana dead are facing that side of the monument. The Texas face the side where it says Texas. And the Missouri men face the Missouri side. In each of the section, the ladies tried to put Arkansas men who served in Arkansas units, men who served from Missouri units, Texas units, and Louisiana, but some of them are actually mixed.
Those groups are mixed because it was difficult, if not impossible, to identify the bodies. 63 new markers were installed on May 19th, marking graves in the Louisiana section. The markers were donated by Max Waldrop, who is a member of the Southern Memorial Association and the Commander General of the Military Order of the Stars and Bars. I spoke with him by phone from his home in Springfield, Tennessee.
3 years ago when I first actually walked on the grounds, I recognized that we had some sunken graves as well as some empty space where there were no headstones on that were marked. I have a dowsing rod that I keep in my car, and I just got it out and just quickly walked down the open space and recognized that there were burials below me, but not visible with markers. Last year, during Memorial Day weekend, I quickly determined that there was 60 graves that I could confirm at that point in time.
The University of Arkansas surveyed some of the area using ground-penetrating radar. Waldrop used some of this information to determine the locations of some of the graves. He then went shopping for grave markers.
I did a little bit of research in terms of internet. I stumbled upon an outstanding monument company called Gatos Monument Company out of Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. They're a wholesaler, but they took my project on with interest and actually gave us a very good price on the stones. And we did also a lot of local shopping that went as far as Kansas for the quality of stone that we got. There was no competitive bid out there that would even get close to what the Pennsylvania Monument Company did for us.
Max said he, his wife, and his parents bought the stones and paid for the shipping. The total cost? $5,300. Max will speak at the 139th Southern Memorial Day at 10 a.m. Saturday, June 2nd at the Confederate Cemetery on Rock Street.
Yes, I'm delivering the Memorial Day speech, which I look upon as being a full and complete honor to do so. The topic of my speech is going to be remembrance is a choice. It's our job to maintain the cemetery in a pristine condition as it was envisioned back in 1872, and I think that the ladies throughout the years have done so. We do not know the stories of these men who are buried here, and they ultimately gave that sacrifice for whatever principles that they chose to believe in as they conducted themselves as soldiers. And it's important for the subsequent generations that follow us that in order to continue this cemetery and in order to continue the memory of these men, it's important that each generation, each succeeding generation, understand as much of the story as can be remembered.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schloiss.